All right, we're back in studio with the South Shore Fishing Association board member and GM of Fox Nagani, Luke Hubbard, in studio. Thanks for hanging around and giving us a little more time.
Anytime. Thanks for having us.
We've been talking about this potential to raise money with a banquet for planting brown trout in the Marquette area, I assume, is where the main plant's going to take place?
Absolutely, right in Marquette.
And I want to just quickly here talk a little bit about the fishing right now, because it's been rough to get out there. There's been incredible winds, and it looks like this weekend might be the first really good weekend in a while.
Yeah, it's been a rough fall. And there's a lot of guys I know have already put their boats away. They just gave up. I'm not quite there yet. I'm hoping to get out this weekend. But, you know, and anybody that fishes the lake or the rivers right now, this is the time to be out there. Salmon are all over the place right now. They're in shallow, and browns are showing up. Lots of steelhead action right now. So, I mean, now's the time you want to be out there. It's nice. There's no long runs. You turn out the harbor, start fishing, and you go, you know. So,
kind of what I'm hearing across the entire South Shore. I mean, all the way from Houghton, all the way across your neck of the woods, Grand Marais, you know, over to Paradise area. It sounds like if you can get out, you're catching coho, browns, an occasional steelhead. I'm wondering if you're hearing the same thing and what kind of water we're looking for here.
Yeah, I'm hearing the same thing. I was just talking to a buddy last night that did make it out for a couple hours there the other day, and he said anywhere from realistically 10 foot up along the banks all the way out to 40 foot he was doing well. So they're in there thick right now.
Staging up, and I heard rivermouth fishermen are just killing it.
Yeah, I've heard the same thing. I've heard of people doing really well in the rivers right now already. So now is the time, if you can get out and you can make it out this weekend, I'd definitely be there, that's for sure.
So let's switch to hunting, since we're talking about your home grounds around Grand Marais, where you're from originally. I know you still do a lot of hunting over there. You got lots of family property, things like that. Did your boy get a bear, first of all?
Yeah. He was fortunate enough to get one. It was pretty exciting. He was 12, so he was pretty fired up, to say the least. Yeah, it was awesome. Awesome. He made a great shot on it. He did a great job.
I'd love to have him in to hear his story, if you want to bring him into the show.
We could do that. He'd get a kick out of that. Wyatt would be all over that.
Yeah, I love getting kids on the air telling their stories like that. Yeah. What about the deer hunting this year? Are you hearing anything from bow hunters so far over in your area?
Yeah, actually, that's been a pretty tough subject. You know, usually by now I've been sitting in a bow stand, you know, at least 3-4 nights, and truthfully, I haven't even got excited to bow hunt yet. Mm. It's pretty rough over on the east end of the UP, especially along the shoreline there. You know, our spots out there, I mean, we've had cameras out for quite a while, and I mean, realistically, out of the 4 different spots that I have cameras on, I've had a picture of 1 buck so far this year.
That's rough.
Yeah, I've had a lot more pictures of wolves than I have of bucks, unfortunately. So it's pretty tough. You know, that late snowstorm that we got this winter, I mean, we knew that was going to put a hurting on them. It's not a very good forecast, I don't think, right now for the deer season up that way. But I am hearing that it's a little bit better here in Marquette County. And the southern UP, I heard, is still doing pretty good. So, you know, hopefully it's just that pocket right there, and everybody else is still seeing some good bucks out there.
Well, let's talk a little bit about what you got going on at Fox Nagani. You guys have been a phenomenal supporter of the outdoor show. You know, it makes me feel happy that you want to help perpetuate this show, to keep it going. And so I thank you for that, first of all, again. And I want to give you, you know, due diligence to talk about some pretty big things happening with Fox Nagani.
Yeah, it's been a pretty wild ride here the last few months. You know, it's been crazy busy. We've been fortunate enough to pick up a few more technicians with, you know, with Fry going out of business and that. We've really went after this free pickup and delivery for all of our service work for our customers. People seem to really be liking it, especially with the construction right now. We're coming in and out of Marquette anywhere from 6 to 12 times a day.
Wow.
We've got 2 vehicles now that are shuttling. So anybody that's interested in that, all you got to do is call up, make an appointment. We'll come pick your vehicle up, even if it's an oil change, rotate, whatever. We'll come get it, bring it up, give it a car wash at the end, bring it back to you. You know, save you the time, save you the hassle of having to do it. The other thing that we just put in, like an extra 10 loaners, we've always done some, but now we've all gone to it. So you come in for body work, you come in for service work, we actually give you a brand new Chevrolet vehicle to drive.
Wow.
It's a program they have through them. So right now I think we've got 28 Chevrolet vehicles sitting up there that we're loaning out to customers right now while their vehicle's in getting service done.
Well, you guys are really just making an effort to win some new business, win some new customers over.
Yeah, I mean, we want to show them what we're about and, you know, how we do business and what we're proud of, though, you know, our missions and our values there and how we do business. So that's what we want to show people and give them a reason on, hey, you know, stop up and we'll take care of you. You know, we'll bend over backwards and do what we have to do to make sure you're happy. And, you know, sales has been just crazy the last few months. And the manufacturers are really supporting us right now. Truck leases on both sides, whether it's a Ram or a Chevy right now, are on fire. I mean, it's as good as it's been in quite a while. Equinoxes and Cherokees and Compasses, I mean, they're all over them. You know, we're in the middle of our model year transition right now. We're getting rid of all of our 19s because 20s are hitting the ground, and we've actually got a good stock of 20s already. So now's the time. I mean, if you're looking, you've been waiting for a model and clearance this year, now's the time to do it. I mean, it's as good as it's going to get this year, without a doubt. And supplies are starting to dwindle a little bit for those 19s.
Luke Hubbard from the South Shore Fishing Association and GM of Fox Negaunee, thanks so much for coming in with us today. Good stuff.
Thanks for having me. Thanks for everything you do.
This is The Outdoor Show.